All right, calling this meeting to order at 7:02. Do we have any additions or deletions to the agenda?
We should put Curtis on there in the library.
Great. Curtis, how do you spell your name?
Oh, KURTIS.
Okay.
As a joke, I was going to say I didn't have time to review the minutes.
Yeah. You can make a joke. We like jokes.
Last name?
Flanders, like the field.
Yeah.
Awesome. And we could do it under new business?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Anything else? Additions, deletions?
No.
Okay.
Not for me.
We have the January draft minutes to take a look at. Still don't know how to print them the right way, so.
Do you do it at home?
Yep, I'm just never gonna do it right.
You flip on short side.
Every time I do it, I'm like, this is the right way. I'm like, nope. It's
I'm surprised you don't have a reference. What I do is make myself a reference page.
I know. 2022, Jackie would have had that. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Do we have a motion to approve the January minutes?
Make a motion to approve the January minutes.
Thank you, Becca. Do we have a second?
A second.
Thank you, Linda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. I do not have anything additional for the board chair report. Let's do treasurer's report for 2 months in March. Okay. So we can go to librarian's report.
We've been very busy. Firstly, and we don't necessarily have to put this in the minutes, although we can, having Ira here has been so awesome. Like, I think I was telling you, I've talked to all three of you, four of you this week. That just having him here, like, you just working like an hour and a half together on Tuesdays, has like kind of allowed me to have a lot of ideas. It like frees my brain up from just putting out fires to having bigger ideas, and being able to sustainably think kind of like long term without me working too many extra hours, or hours not in my paid week. So he's been great, just having his energy and ideas like stellar. Thank you guys for allowing that to happen and making that happen. That really made a big difference. And he continues to have great ideas. So let's see. We have a lot of things coming up. So we're sharing with Peachum, a writer's group called Writing for Flood Recovery. Bess O'Brien got, the filmmaker got, that did the Just Getting By movie here last month, 2 months ago, November? I can't remember when that was. She got a grant to write, to help people write for flood trauma.
That's wonderful.
And so we're doing every other Tuesday starting March 11th. So Peachum starts, then we go. That's going to be, I think, at 6. So it, same thing as the study of the Bible. I'll be here to set up.
Okay. So 1 week they're here, and then 1 week they're in Peachum?
Right. They're starting in Peachum, yeah.
And what's the start date here again? March 11th?
March 11th in Peachum.
Okay.
Yeah, I have the poster over there. I have one on the out there, and I put one up at the store. And I will start publicizing that. I wanted to get to see how the Bible thing would go first. So that's exciting. It feels like all of a sudden things are happening here without me having to kind of facilitate it, like the seed library. That the seed swap that Emma Ritchie ran and we hosted was super great. It was just so, I think it made everyone feel really kind of like they were amongst a good community. Everyone felt like there were people to talk to and kind of a way forward in a tense time. So it got me thinking about this idea of we've been doing some passive programming, kind of. I think there's a need for a little more active programming where we facilitate greater community conversations and hopefully encourage the community to create a more act, or for people to feel like they have a more active role in their immediate and few years down the road future. I think I've had a lot of a lot of people with anxiety and sleeplessness lately, and saying they just can't even turn the radio on or news, or myself included, frankly. Mm. But I started thinking that maybe this seed swap and seed library is what it's a start of something that people need. And so I've started thinking about this idea of having a 6-part series, just starting with 6 and maybe doing 6 about one thing and then 6 about another, but we'll see how it goes. That's just called like the Barnett Resiliency series. And so I've contacted the woman from Solstice Seeds. She's from the Upper Valley, and I emailed her yesterday. I haven't looked to see if she wrote me back, but she is a seed saver. So, and she has her own business. So I thought if she did a seed saving workshop. And then I talked to somebody about possibly doing something. It got me started thinking like people having some purchase in there. Actually, one thing Curtis said kind of stuck with me, where he said, I feel like we're in the mode of the Victory Gardens. Mm. And I started thinking about that idea, and it really, it almost is like, could even be like a placebo, right? But really, it gives people a feeling of, okay, one foot in front of the other. These are things we can actively do to make us feel like we have an actual like role in this world, and a role for, or I think that it'll bring like-minded individuals and maybe even create a larger community for people to feel more connected when people feel very connected and very, like they don't have a whole lot of like ownership over their lives right now. So I am working on someone maybe doing a food fermentation workshop, someone doing, I know last year, maybe 2 years ago, I tried to do that mushroom inoculation thing, and that fell apart, but there's other people that want to do it. So I think I could probably find someone to do that. Maybe someone to do like mending and sewing, or I don't know. I haven't fully formed this yet. I was going to see where this woman from Solstice Seeds wanted to like start. So something like that.
Cool.
I've talked to a few people that have come in here that have walked in feeling like, I just need a good book. I can't turn on the news. Like that is, I've heard that about 100 times in the past 2 weeks. And so everyone has loved this idea. I had one woman who's only come in a few times. She came to that movie and she said, I really need that because I just need to feel tied to my community on the small scale. So I love the idea. I'm going to try to make that happen and not wait too long. Before the summer, maybe into the early summer or something like that. And if anyone has any ideas of what to do. And I was thinking if we just focused on food first and then we could focus on, I don't know, something else, right? But maybe even like mental health and have Bill do another meditation thing. I don't know. it's your field a little bit. Yeah. If you had, I mean, art therapy, we have people that do art therapy in town. So, yeah, anyway, so Ira had a, he wants to do Tuesday night cribbage while in February, and in March, he's going to start his Sunday 2 to 5 cribbage. Okay. He had, his parents were in town, and he and his wife came, and some other person he had met on Saturday, and they had a ton of fun the Tuesday night. It was great. So then he's in March, he's going to start on his Sunday hours, and he's going to offer cribbage. I do think it's a hole in the community when they lost the Grange cribbage. Everyone got really sad, and then the St. Jay was going to do one, and they haven't. So we're accessible. I think it'll work.
Are they still doing at the church?
No, because it's not accessible. They actually had a really hard problem, like trying to get everyone downstairs.
So this would be
And when I first spoke to the Grange, we didn't have the shelving yet, so this is kind of perfect. I think honestly, like one of the best things we've done in the past 5 years is these shelves. It just like I keep thinking about that first meeting, that meeting we had where I was like all spazzed out about the all together now idea, right? And you guys all looked at me like deer in headlights. And but the idea of creating a space to have this to allow people to come here and feel that sense of community, that has absolutely happened with the shelves. So
even last night.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that was, that's the other thing. Most of you guys know, but we've done the study. The church asked us if we'd do a historical study of the Bible. Last night we had almost 30 people. It was like 26 people.
Yeah. It was over 20.
It was 20, it was 23. And then Shelly and, Derek came in, and then one other person. So it was 26 people. To come. It was, I actually hadn't made enough space. Now I am prepared and I can redo it. I can do it a little differently, but I was like, Lauren, I were like throwing the table and the nugget over there. We were like,
I told Paul, it might only be you and me, Paul.
Oh, yeah. No, I had gotten four phone calls. I had gotten four phone calls yesterday. So it was super popular.
And you would have been proud of Laura. She knew the first answer.
I know.
And well, I knew the last answer. Oh, the nice word.
You guys.
I know. We represented.
Ira is coming next week. So Ira's coming next week. He's all excited.
I needed that.
You need Ira. Ira will love this. Yeah. He's actually very excited. He forgot because it's Ira. And there's sometimes you forget.
Either that or he actually wanted to eat dinner or something.
No, I think he said, you have to remind me earlier next Wednesday. Okay. And I said, okay, totally. But he'll be great.
Yeah, he'll be wonderful.
And I think, but I think it really brought a wide range of people. It wasn't just from the church. Yeah. It was like great. Yeah. And
I didn't think he was boring, did you?
No, I mean, half of it for me was that Southern accent. It's like, what am I hearing?
No, he's great, and they've really captured the community with his kind of philosophy. People like him. That's why people came. So that's great. I hemmed and hawed for a long time about our role in church business, and I think what I came to was that's really a community church. It is our role to make information accessible. And it I think the academic side of the history of the
right
Bible
in.
fit right in
with the library. Great. I thought
And he pulled back from right at the end where he was asking people about praying together, and he stopped himself, which was
excellent.
Good.
Yeah.
Because that's not appropriate here compared to the academic side that he was teaching about.
He and I went over it about 6 times. And and I...
There was a conversation.
Oh, plenty. Well, I was, I don't know. I've had a lot of back and forths about it. But I love that we did it. I think it's going to allow us to gather more people into our arms here at the library. So... the summer reading theme is Color Our World. I was thinking of going with art. I kind of have this idea where I really want to do, I think I can still get this grant for it, but I want to do a kids paint and sip, but do milkshakes. Or like make your own soda. You know, that. Yeah. Like,
Dylan, do you have someone in mind to do that?
No, no, I don't.
I know someone.
Great.
Would be interested, most likely.
Awesome. Well, I have no one. I also really have had a lot of people really want to do needle felting with kids because the adults get to do it. Mm. So that needle felting, fiber arts, Johanna can help. Mm-hmm. So, and I think if we, maybe I can, and it got me thinking about that art gallery possibility thing that we wanted to do in the other room. And I thought if we focus on that this summer with the Color Our World. So anyway, and the last thing I'm going to say is there's a lot of conversations about the use of Amazon on the library listserv. It is our cheapest option. Baker & Taylor is not delivering books right now. Everyone's having a horrible time with Baker & Taylor. Publishers are having a horrible time trying to get things printed. Board books are hard to get. So people are moving away from Baker & Taylor. They're not a lot of options. So one thing I've been thinking is, and I haven't done any pricing, and it really is going to probably dictate what we choose to do. But when I got that second Diversity ARPA grant, I ordered all of our books. Mm-hmm. It wasn't our money. It was federal money, the irony, from Boxcar and Caboose. So I was thinking that sometimes they gave us a bulk price that time. Mm-hmm. I ordered a lot more than I do normally, but I was wondering if we can kind of have a relationship where I help them out. I loved that. I loved doing that ARPA thing with them because I could give the local bookstore money. Mm. And we got books from the local bookstore. I was going to have kind of a real conversation with them and maybe the Village Bookstore to see what the price difference would be, really kind of try to compare. Amazon isn't as cheap as it used to be, but you do have the access to those things like Third World Books and all those like used books, thrift books, those things that I can get sometimes for like $3.99. It's so convenient. But even if I can shift half of what we purchase away from I would love to do that. It may mean we're purchasing a few less books, but I do feel like probably that's okay. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I left that for last, for that reason.
I think that you have the most wisdom about where to get books for the best price. It's like, I wouldn't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to contact them and see if I can do some bulk pricing. But I just feel like it's putting our money where our mouth is a little bit and touting our love for the community. So
I think it's wonderful.
I don't disagree, but I'm from Amazon land. And I don't think that we should feel that we I think it's awesome to support local, and I do it as much as I can with books myself, and so I totally agree that we should look into it and see what it would be like. But I also don't think that we should necessarily stress ourselves out, like if it's gonna be way more work for you, for instance, then I don't see a problem with, you know, I love creativity, innovation, supporting all those things, but like if it's going to be a huge burden to you, then is it really worth it?
I won't do it if it's a huge burden, but it does, it has gotten me thinking. And like really, you know, it's six of one, half dozen of the other for me if I'm going to do things like purchase like our Valentine's stationery from Amazon versus go to Walmart. Like up here, I don't have a ton of choices for things like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying we get rid of it altogether, and I'm not saying we take a major hit financially and buy five books a year, but if we can get that bulk pricing that I was allotted for the ARPA, and if I can do it, they were very easy to work with. If I can do it in a way, they often have like on their new bestseller stuff, they often have there's a big crossover. So anyway, I'm contemplating looking into that. I just started thinking about it the other day because I was thinking of switching to Baker & Taylor, and everyone's like, we were waiting 3 months on this book. It's not even new anymore. We don't want it. And I don't know what their problem is. Maybe people aren't, you know, everyone published so much during COVID and now everyone's pulling back a little bit. So I don't know what it is. No one knows. The listserv has gone bonkers because everyone's waiting on these books that they can't get. Meanwhile, ours come on the day they're released. So there is that, but they also do get them at the bookstore the day they're released. Louise Penny is always there, 25 copies waiting for the people that have pre-ordered. So anyway, and I thought they ordered from Baker and Taylor, but I don't, and I don't know, maybe they are all of a sudden having that trouble too. But anyway, just a thought. So that's everything I had.
Thanks, Dawn. Art at the library.
Okay, Linda. We had Sherry this time, and we had, for whatever reason, we had 8, 9, 10 people signed up, and one by one, they couldn't make it because of sickness. And there's a little, but it ended up where there was like 3 of us.
Hmm. Also, I forgot that Laura was doing it, so I left this table covered in the Valentine's. So she had to move her table to the middle of the
It was fine. We were very cozy in there. It was very nice. And but she said, Sherry said, and maybe you could tie this in with the summer program, that she would be willing to do another one. Because, you know, the people... Well, first of all, I got a lot of feedback from, I don't want to come out in the dark. I don't want to... can't you do something on a Saturday? During the afternoon and when it's light out. And so I thought, oh, let me bring that to the board. You know, what do you guys... Mostly it was older people that were saying that. And it is mostly... Well, Katie Davis is younger, came to the...
Maybe it depends on the class. Like, the Wreath class tends to draw a greater age range. I don't know.
They don't mind. It might be that it's just starting to get dark then, but now by February, it's like, I'm not getting out of my red chair, kind of idea.
I think it'd be cool to have her do another one. Also, everyone's been sick, and so another chance.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So I could schedule that with her. And she had it was sort of a spring idea with making birds' nests. With felt and put the little eggs in them, and it was really adorable.
I know.
Okay, so our March open house. Maybe we should hold off because we've got so much activity going on coming in.
We have a lot. I mean, it's kind of
like what we wanted. For the open house has happened. People are coming to use it. We wanted to have the open house to say, hey, come use the library.
Yeah, having those like 26 people last night was pretty exciting. And
and that was a night a lot of older people came.
They did.
That was impressive.
That's right.
Yeah, well, it's George.
It's very different.
Through rain and hail. They used to... put sheepskin around their laps and get in a carriage for an all-day service in an unheated church around here. Hardcore. But I also think it was a nice night. It was beautiful. Yeah. If it was tonight, we might have had 3 people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's such a crapshoot.
Yeah, and so he's going to do it for several weeks, right?
I think he said 5 or 6. Yeah, he was going to see how it went. He was really willing to play it by ear. I will have to be more organized next time. I have 0 shelving in here.
Well, hey, who would have thought?
Who would have thought? I should have known.
So, that's about it. That's about all I have, really. We have game night.
That's next week.
That's going to be... so far, people have responded with Scrabble, Quirkle, and Quiddler.
Awesome.
So, hey.
Jackie and I
love
fans.
Quiddler.
Okay,
so
you're good.
So fun.
Oh, it's a word game. It's so fun.
Even you can get me if it's more than Scrabble.
But I don't, word I'm not a huge faster game than person, Scrabble. But I love either. Quiddler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come to learn.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Next Tuesday.
Do you get, maybe you're not even on the email list.
Probably I should put.
Oh, all the board members.
Cheating, Laura.
Laura on the email list.
I'm going to just fall through the cracks.
Now you won't. Now, once you get on the email list, you're in.
Then you won't even
notice. Right. Okay, so I'll check with Sherry about doing something in the spring.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Okay. We're going to table the open house idea for now.
Yeah,
I feel like we have a lot.
Yeah, we have a lot.
We already have an open house going.
Constantly.
And
through, it's really through March, and if I was doing cribbage, I really do think it's like, using the library the community needs.
It's probably a bunch of fairly new subgroups in the community.
Last night certainly was. I had someone say, wait, if I bring...
There's cribbage, which is a specialty thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Allison wanted to do cribbage. She was in here yesterday. Her Tuesday.
If Ira comes, he can bring cribbage. I'll remind him.
Yep. I'm going to contact a couple places to see if they'll donate some cribbage boards, too. Mm. I thought the Littleton bookstore probably would do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're really good. I like her a lot. She's cool. Mm-hmm. I do think it's, okay. Getting people in.
Thank you, Linda. Exciting. We have a couple of policies to look at. I don't have a lot of notes on them. We've been through all of these recently, and Curtis, thanks for your patience. I realize you're now sitting through most of our meetings. So for February, we have the mission statement and then three policies. And again, we've looked at all of these not that long ago. The mission statement, we just wrote. Totally kind of revamped and worked on. Does anyone want to hear it out loud? Okay. The Barnett Public Library is the living room of the community, serving as a common ground where all are welcome. The library promotes reading, literacy, and community engagement in a safe and welcoming environment for everyone in Barnett and beyond.
I love it. I
know. Don't have any notes on that. Confidentiality policy, I also don't have any notes on. Do people want to hear that? It's fairly short. I don't know if people have them in front of them.
That was one. We did all of these last year.
We've done them all. Mm-hmm. But that one's, it's fairly short. It's just a couple of sentences, but basically follows Vermont statute about confidentiality of library patron records.
You have to remind me what choice and consent means.
Drawing a blank. Yeah, it's about patrons providing their information to have a library card. And that, like, name, address, phone number, email. That one I did just kind of a formatting thing. And again, I don't know if it's more helpful. Do you have it there, Linda? I don't know if it's more helpful to look at it next time. I just had kind of a wording note. The way it was worded before, I think, is a little bit confusing or just kind of wordy. So before it read, it was a very long sentence. To provide a patron with borrowing privileges, library staff must obtain certain information about a patron in order to open a library account, such as, but not limited to, name, address, phone number, email. So my thought was we could just make it two sentences. This is not helpful to hear out loud, I know. But the first part, and then patrons will be asked to provide name, address, phone number, and email, just to keep it a little more succinct. It's in the online. Okay. Like, you can probably see it there, Linda.
If you need me to read anything.
Okay. And then we say we may keep on record circulation information and program registrations.
So I've giving people an option. I always keep circulation records because most people come in and say, have I read this book before? Mm-hmm. And if I wiped our records, there would be an actual mutiny in this town.
That is cute.
99% of the people are like, can you tell me if I've read or where I am in this series? Oh, like,
so much for that.
But some libraries, almost everyone. I do it because I look at those covers all the time and I'm like, that looks so familiar. But of course it does because I sit there staring at them. Everyone. But I have given people the option, the new people, new patrons, to do you want me to maintain your records? Nobody said no. But I feel like it's time.
Yeah,
especially now.
Yeah.
But
it's good to give the option.
No one said no.
If you asked me, I would say no.
You would?
Yeah.
I can wipe your records if you want.
Just like, I don't really care that much, but like if I was given the choice, like if I was new in town and I didn't know you and I came in, I'd be like, yes, please opt me out of that.
Yeah. Well, it is, who knows what's coming down the pipeline, but
if it weren't for that, it's actually a great way to feel like you're part of the community, is to know that you're important enough to have the history of what you read there for you when you want it.
I had somebody come in, they haven't come in no joke, probably 10 years, and they're still in my system, and their books are still there, like, oh, this is the best.
Woo! I'm important.
Yeah. But, so these things are important. They don't seem, they seem weird and convoluted, yeah. Maybe like a little
it's esoteric, good for us to have.
But they are. Pertinent.
So of the three policies that we had on here, that was the only one I just had a note on changing that wording. Can enough of us see it that it, does that make sense, kind of the change in the wording? Do people have other, so what would be, what's in green then, or is it in pink? It's on yours? Pink would be the new wording.
Can you read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it just clarifies it a little bit and your makes
next
it
career,
keeps good, it from being be two sentences.
I think anything to streamline policies is probably beneficial.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a motion to change that wording as noted? And we'll update the policies.
Just to number one.
Or yeah. Okay. Just, yep, just that, those two sentences.
I make a motion to change the wording to the choice and consent policies.
Thank you, Becca. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Linda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. And those were just the three for tonight. Were confidentiality, choice and consent that we just talked about, and then user access, which I also don't have any notes on. That's just that. Dylan can ask them to update their information. Mm-hmm. And that's all we have for those for tonight. Okay. So now we are on to new business.
All right, Curtis.
Curtis.
What about the Presbyterian Church?
No. Yes.
Wow. I didn't know what I was in for tonight. And I didn't know if anyone was going to come because of the weather. But
I did tell Curtis he is actually the only member of the public ever to attend a barn.
And it's, I am honored.
Possible. It is possible.
Yes. Yeah, it's very exciting night for us.
Well, I'll begin by saying it's awesome to see that you are all so dedicated. I'm guessing her name's Sue.
Yes.
Based on how
Sue's our treasurer. She's very dedicated.
I also made that because of it being tabled.
Yeah.
But how awesome that you guys are all so active, that there's a great representation across generations, and that you're here, because it is very hard to get an active board in many cases. Mm-hmm. So kudos to all of you.
This is a great board.
You are all awesome. Just so you know, ambassadors to what you are doing. That being said, I was invited to speak on the Seed Library, so a little nervous just because I don't know anybody. Well, I mean, I know, kind of, no. Maybe
Linda,
there's dark secrets.
Laura, yeah. Becca, Jackie.
Okay, that one was, I was like, which one's Becca, which one's Jackie? So, okay. I'm Curtis.
Yeah.
Really, it was my girlfriend that was really excited about seeds and genetics and all of that. So she was like, oh, you know, do they have a seed library? So I asked, and the answer was no, but we're excited to eventually start one because there is conversation, has been conversation in the past about it.
Last summer, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my background, I've actually started and handed off many programs and projects. So to me, it was like, oh, this would be fun. You know, good way to give back to the community. So far, we have started a Facebook page. It's just the Barnett Seed Library, or maybe it's, you know, just the Barnett Vermont Seed Library. Yes. We have three different groups that are working on logo variations so that we can bring it to the small group that we've put together to see what logo we like. I personally like this little apple that shows half of the apple with the little seeds because you know, what's around here. I did look up the town seal. There is no town seal. So I looked up the county seal. There is no county seal. So we are going off of the flag colors or the website colors for the inspiration behind the logo.
Cool.
We have two different local job lots that are interested in donating a gift card. We're working on that fun details with the documentation. Outside of that, I've contacted Lowe's Heroes Program, and we put in a grant with them. So there's a good chance that later, closer to like summertime, we could get up to $1,000. You know, so if we want a plethora of seeds, a shed, whatever, for it. That being said, you know, I don't want to take from your guys' general budget or anything. I know how to do my own fundraising for things. I'm excited to do that for you guys, all within reason. We already had two local couples that are super interested in being a part of this. One is actually, you know, a couple of them are farmers. They have up their own farm. And then the other one is an arborist. So I think this is like right up their alley.
Matt, who trimmed all our apple trees in the fall.
So they would be part of our little core team.
And Aaron.
In our core team, we're not going to have like a who's ahead of all this or who's the lead. I feel like the librarian, you know, should be the lead because it's a program under the library. We're all just going to pitch ideas, minority voice, majority rule. See how that goes. My girlfriend's excited about the genetic parts. She wants like cold hardy variants and like local and native, and you know, she's super excited about all that. I can do like the legwork for meeting with people and putting in grants and stuff, but I know seeds grow. Yeah. So I feel like we have a really good core team, and I do think that it would lead to things like food independence and food security and Victory Gardens, which is what got us through World War II and the Great Depression. And, you know, we don't know what's coming down the line with a trade war and tariffs and everything. So it'd be kind of cool to have it. And even if not that, it's a very rural area. I think homesteaders would, you know, benefit from this. Agriculturists, naturalists, anybody in that field.
I like that we had our seed swap and we had 17 people come, which I never thought we'd have 17 people. At like 5 minutes before everyone was supposed to be here, it was like me and this woman from Danville, I think. And then it turned into this like really vibrant conversation among the people that were here. And I actually closed the library because I had to go to the dump, and I was like, you guys just lock up. And everyone was still here. I mean, Grace Gershuni came and...
Did Kate come?
She probably didn't even But know. She may not have known about it. Yeah,
she probably wouldn't.
Put on Front Porch Forum.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
A couple times. But that seems to be how everyone heard about it mostly. But really in speaking to what the community is looking for, part of the reason why I think this is such a great offshoot is because obviously... I mean, because not everyone is from Barnett, right? Like,
oh, no, Alex, yeah. There's several cities.
They come from St. Jay, maybe? East St. Jay, something like that. So I think it's, people are looking for it. And it's been mentioned, like, several times here. So I just kind of think.
The generational, like, the people, we have from, like, little to experienced.
No, I think, I certainly think it would, and I think given a little more time and a little more structure, we'd definitely attract more people.
Oh, for sure.
And I've had a bunch of people say like, oh my gosh, I really wanted to come to that. I just was at a birthday party on Saturday or whatever. So, part of the reason why I want to do the solstice seeds and then maybe do another seed swap is to really get people, get a bigger audience. But, Curtis has done this before. He's run a nonprofit or two. I don't know.
I founded one and ran that one. I've assisted with 12.
Yeah.
But I started when I was 13 for that.
And awesome. And so I think he and Julia just really like, or, you know, can kind of, it's another thing where I can, we can host it, and mm-hmm. But these guys are obviously the engine in the car, so.
Are you all envisioning like a physical space in here where there's seats kept? And then, mm-hmm. like, events.
So there's a good or a good chance we might be able to get a vintage library card catalog.
Okay.
You know, and yeah. from another library that's no longer in operation.
I had one at Mackindoo's. Oh, yeah. So what a great resource to be reused. If not, we have one over here, and we can also use
But I love that they're coffee tables. That's very creative. They're cool. So I'd like to leave, if possible.
Cool for coffee tables. They are also full of cards, which need to be recycled, probably. But yeah, they would be in here.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And then these guys would be responsible for looking at the dates and mm-hmm. going through the seeds. And I think
We were going to keep a spreadsheet of the genetics and what we have on, like what we have on hand, what our desired list is, so basically I'm very data driven when I do something, just so that we know who we're serving, how we're serving. It also helps with grant writing to have all that data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wouldn't be anything like, give me your name. You know, it would just be how many in the household, what kind of seeds are we seeing going out more than others? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe people don't like broccoli, you know, but they love squash. Mm-hmm. So, well, we're not going to want to carry as many broccoli 2 years from now as we do squash.
Yeah.
And, you know, so on and so forth. But we've already started a master list of what we currently have on hand of what Julia and I are going to put forth, as well as what we saw from the seed swap that was there, just in case that does come up. Otherwise, it's going to be left as a zero.
Okay.
But it will be all very data-driven, very transparent. Anytime someone, like, so when we get the job lot gift card, right, we want to be able to do an announcement on the Facebook page and the Instagram and everything and be like, hey, this is what so-and-so did and this is how they helped.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I looked at all the local publications and, you know, with permission, we'll put out publications and say, hey, this is what's going on and you can be a part of it or you can come and benefit from it. But
awesome.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Fun, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
I do like any questions though. It helps me know what to talk about.
This is just mine. I was just going back to that logo thing you mentioned, but an apple. St. J. Food Co-op? Isn't there?
I think they're a strawberry logo? Now.
They changed.
I think so.
Was it an apple? A cotton apple?
I think it was an apple.
Okay.
I think it's now a strawberry, but we should verify.
It's nice to know.
Ours is half an apple, just so that it shows the seeds, because it's a sea lover. But I picked an apple because, you know, Vermont and apple.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm not criticizing it at all. It was like,
yeah, I think you're right. I think it was. Now that I think about it.
But it's changed for strawberry, then it's free and easy. Yeah, thank you
very much.
That's
you won't have to compete.
It's also they just only redid one of the one of the designs that's going to be put forth.
So
we didn't tie any of the designers' hands on what they could create.
No, I've
never seen that.
They revealed it last week.
It's on Pixie Sweet Seeds, right?
Oh, yeah.
Although I've given them money to help them get started, I seem to never be on their mailing list.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well,
You need to get on a few mailing lists.
Yes, you have your mailing list. Linda didn't have you on the mailing list.
I know. I know.
We got to get you connected.
Sorry,
maybe they're all in your spam.
I'll get to work.
Does anyone have any other questions for Curtis?
I was just wondering if you need anything else from us.
Yeah,
like,
what
as
do
a
you...
board, do you need any? Is there any?
Well, obviously, any time you see something that you want to come to, because we're going to have, like, the seed packing days where, you know, we either invite out Lowe's Heroes to be a part of it, or Thrive In, or Modern Woodmen, or whatever. Other nonprofits, other groups, or just our little group.
Yeah.
Because even just our little group, we can do plenty. But if you see that and you seed that and you want to get involved, definitely come down and be involved.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
If you look on like Instagram or Facebook, the Instagram lately, a lot of libraries around the country have been saying like, check out our seed library, or we're having a seed packing day or whatever. And, it's kind of cool to like, the more you look, the more you're like, oh my gosh, this is certainly a growing, endeavor.
We do want to be mostly heirloom. like non-GMO is like super important to us as a team so far. I don't know how you all feel about that.
Seems good.
I support it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would it be valuable then to make sure that you're reaching older generations? Because I was just thinking, since we seem to be there, forgetting in my head, I don't think about it that way. I don't use Facebook or Instagram.
Do you look at Front Porch Forum?
Yes.
Front Porch Forum is really how I would say 90% of the people at the seed swap found out about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's what, when you
do you have read an event. Local print? Do you read any of the local print?
Paper.
Like calendar.
She reads
like
the, yeah. No, I don't. She reads the paper often. Here.
What, but I don't get in regularly. Yeah. So it isn't that often.
How do you hear about your new... You're not on... List. What are you talking about?
You gotta get Laura on the list.
Where do you get your news? Smoke currently,
smoke signals
well,
only.
News, but Front Porch Forum is where I would get that kind of thing.
Okay. Outside of that, though, just out of curiosity, so that we are reaching all of the different generations.
Trying to think of what.
Flyers.
Right.
Yeah, posters on the door. Posters. A lot of people
go in and out of a place.
A lot
like
of people
the
see the posters on the door.
Yeah.
West Barnett's door.
Morse code.
Yeah.
No, everyone reads the West Barnett's door bulletin
board.
Get
a really bright one.
Right. I don't live in West Barnett, so I don't
good.
See
yeah,
it.
That's good. You could.
I
could.
Our store died several years ago, and we just have an empty shell.
Yeah.
The one in the village.
I actually love those ideas. We'll definitely add that to how we're getting the word out there.
Just
because
keep it
flyers
mind.
Was not on our thing.
Yeah.
Or smoke signals. But would you recommend any other way other than that?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. How do you want to get these
7 days also does that cool calendar.
Yeah.
For the month.
I think that's free.
Mm-hmm. And that's free.
I think so, yeah.
And the North Star does a monthly calendar, and it would be free to us.
That's, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
if you were
a good idea.
Prepared ahead enough with enough time, those are good ones to get on, because people do.
Yeah.
That,
the North Star, I definitely
a lot
recommend.
Of people read the North Star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where, also the North Star is where all the senior meals menus are listed, and so people come in here just... To take a picture
them.
Of a, the North Star
and
senior
people. Yeah.
It's a
calendar.
It's a paper.
It's
a monthly paper. But they do a calendar in the,
it's monthly.
In the back.
And
yeah.
They would be free if it was, part of the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
There's
you. Such a wealth of knowledge from that generation as well, though. So
I would, think for that
kind
of thing. Mm-hmm.
And that's, it would be, it would be a huge shame. To miss out on that opportunity, for sure.
A lot of people around here probably remember the whole Victory Garden thing. Mm-hmm. My mom's age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Would remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were little, but it probably is a memory.
A memory of it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Curtis.
Thank
thanks
you, Curtis.
In.
I appreciate
thanks for giving us an hour of your time.
Driving on nice
thank
roads.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, it's not too far for me, thankfully.
Yeah.
Thank Julia.
Yeah.
I will.
Have a great night.
Do I keep
does
this?
She eat
chicken? Sure.
Only if you want.
She does, but I will not rob your goodies.
No,
you
should.
Please.
You definitely
should.
Take some
for her.
Because,
take a cookie.
She's already got, tons and tons of stuff, trust me.
Okay.
Polite.
Woman after my own heart.
Okay. It's good. Thank you, Curtis.
Never earn enough points.
Take care.
Thanks again.
Bye.
Yeah, take care.
Did I really say that? That's what happens.
It's
when
true.
I'm
it's okay. No. You're doing great.
Okay.
Do we need to
that's
talk
so
about
exciting.
The Presbyterian Church anymore?
No.
Library use form.
Did
they fill that out?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Anything on old continuing business? We can just leave that stuff on there.
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn at 7:51?
I make a motion.
Thank you, Linda. Do we have a second?
I will second it.
Thank you, Laura.
What time are we adjourning?
7:51. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Anyone not want to leave?